Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and we get a chance to talk to another player who made his pro debut and got to celebrate it with his first pro goal. It's Ross Krieger. And Ross, I always love to ask players who their first call or text message is after the game, but as I went down to the lobby after the game, I saw that you had your family right there with you. How special was that moment for everybody, you, your family involved?
Yeah, it was really cool, especially, I mean, I would have been happy with just playing my first pro game, to be honest, and I really wanted to win over scoring or anything. Obviously, it's pretty cool to end up getting a goal in front of my parents. That was really fun for me, and, you know, I had like 120 messages after the game. It was crazy, and then the first person I went to was to check where my dad was standing to go and say hi to them after, so that was really special.
What a night for you to be able to enjoy it like that. And man, you made the transition seem super simple last night. You get on the scoreboard, 6 shots on goal to lead the Nailers last night. What did you think about the transition going from the university game here to the pros?
Yeah, obviously it's definitely a step up. It's a lot more physical, a lot faster. Guys are stronger. You know, it's all of the above when you go up a level in hockey. You just have to kind of make the most of it and have fun. And ultimately, the older guys on the team made it really easy for me to come in and, you know, feel like I was comfortable in the room and on the ice and everything. So that, I think that was honestly the biggest part in me being able to play my game yesterday, was that I had the full support of the team behind me too.
As I looked at the numbers before you came here, noticed you were second on your team at the University of Toronto with 12 goals this season. So I'm guessing that you're more of an offensive player. What are some of the areas of your game that you really take a lot of pride in?
Definitely my skating and my shooting. Those are two of, I think, my better qualities as a player. So those are something on that that I work on every day in practice, just because, you know, you can't ever get too good at something. And then also just like a mentality of trying to be my best every day on the ice. So that, I would say that's probably the three biggest things for me.
What was the process like in having you come to Wheeling? Because obviously you were playing your last season at university and looking at what the options might be. When did it click that pro hockey would be the reality for you? And what attracted you about coming to the Nailers?
Yeah, so my head coach is buddies with Army here. So they got in touch after my season ended a couple days after. I needed some time to recover from the loss. But yeah, I just kind of decided a few days after I finished my career at U of T that, you know, I wanted to come and at least get a taste of what pro hockey was like, at least for the end of this year, and then who knows after. But yeah, well, my coach got in touch with Derek here, and he kind of took it from there, to be honest with you. So I have a lot to thank to my coach back at U of T. He was a big part in getting me here. And yeah, I'm just super excited to be here in Wheeling.
What was it like playing university hockey in what is pretty much the center of the hockey universe in Toronto?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot of fun, and I'd recommend anybody to go to U of T and play hockey there. You know, it's quite a bit different than pro, where you don't get a lot of fans to games, but it's the same as in, you're on the ice every day, you're training every day, you're getting better every day. You play a lot less games. So every game's more of a playoff game, honestly. So I would say that's probably the biggest difference between here and back at school. But, you know, obviously being in the big city of Toronto is a lot of fun, too.
Let's rewind the clock to 4 years ago when you first went to U of T. What do you see being some of the biggest differences in yourself, whether it's your game, whether it's your personality, from your time before then to now, that's making it such a better scenario for you as a hockey player?
For sure. I think I'm a lot more confident. I'm obviously quite a bit older. So going into U of T, I was, you know, not very cultured. I didn't really know about big city stuff. I grew up in a small town. So, you know, I knew about just about as much as small town people do. So that was, it was really eye-opening for me and a bit of a culture shock coming to U of T. But it was great. You know, I made a lot of really good friends there, the friends that I'll have for life. So I think that was really cool for me to get to U of T and have that experience. But yeah.
What's it going to do for you making your debut and getting a chance to get your feet wet now as opposed to diving in fresh in the fall?
Yeah, I think it's super, I think it's huge for me as a player, just kind of come in at the middle of the season when teams are making a playoff push, to really get, you know, a better sense of what the league's like. Obviously, I think at the end of the season, games are probably a little bit tougher than they are at the start of the year, just because of the playoff push and, you know, guys trying to get a contract for next year. And it's also just a little bit of a taste, and I'll get my feet wet before I actually, you know, hopefully maybe come back and play another year.
Home debut tonight. What are you looking most forward to? West Banco Arena, getting a chance to have the Wheeling fans see you up close and personal.
Country night. That should be pretty cool. I mean, I've never worn a camo jersey before. I'm obviously really excited to play in front of the Wheeling crowd here. I've heard it's good, so I'm excited.
So I know, like you mentioned, you would have liked to have gotten the win last night on your debut and your first goal, but I got to ask the question, now that you're getting a chance to tell this story for years and years down the road, what's it going to be like telling people that your first game ended with a goalie fight?
Yeah, I was talking to my parents after, and we were like, I got the full pro hockey experience. I mean, there was like two or three fights. We had a goalie fight. I scored a goal. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a much better pro debut, and it's funny, Sills came up to me after the game and he was like, I promise you it's not like that every game. And I was like, are you sure? Like, this is how I feel like it's going to be every game. Yeah, that's going to be a story I'm going to tell forever. And I'm sure, I'm glad I have video, because people aren't going to believe that debut, I don't think.
That's incredible. Ross, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes to speak with me. It's great to have you here with the Nailers. Congratulations on a magical night last night, and let's get some more here out of there tonight.
Sure, sounds good. Thank you.
Ross Krieger, our Unified Bank Nailers profile, coming off his first pro goal in his debut last night. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.